Sunlight streams in through dense tree branches. Text, Hallmark Channel presents a Northern Soul Film Company production in association with Good Soldier Films. Numerous outdoor dining tables set with purple tablecloths and white chairs in the foreground. An outdoor wedding takes place in the background. A large stone arch above the couple. Text, from friend to fiancé. The man and woman face each other as they stand before their friends and family.
I love weddings. Really, I love everything about them. There's something magical about family and friends coming together to watch two people promise to love one another forever. Oh, by the way, that's not me. I'm over there. That's me, Jessica Parks. Like I said, I love weddings. I love them so much, in fact, that all my friends ask me to plan theirs. Turns out I'm pretty good at it.
Text, Kelly Krueger. They raise bouquets and smile.
All those precious moments, you know the ones, where the bride playfully and spontaneously smears cake into the groom's face. Yeah, I plan that. The time, the camera angle, the cake placement, everything. If it happens during the wedding, it's because I planned it that way.
Hi! Guess who? Well. Hey, Michelle, one vegan dish coming up.
Best wedding photographer in the city. Lucky to get him.
Amazing cupcakes, Jess. So glad you helped organize Tina's wedding. You're such a good friend.
Well, team effort.
Actually, not to sound too immodest, I kind of masterminded this whole thing.
I can't imagine how beautiful your wedding day will be. Someday.
Produced by Brigitte Kingsley, Patrick McBrady.
That's Rob. He's my date. I know it's a little early in the relationship to be inviting someone to a wedding, but we've really been jiving, so I figured wedding can only bring us closer. Right?
Hey.
Hey.
I think we need to split up.
I did not plan this.
What?
Look, it's not you. You are great.
Okay, well, if I'm so great, then why are you splitting up with me?
I just feel like we never really, I don't know, jived? Also, I ran into my ex-girlfriend.
Waves to another bridesmaid.
I think we're really reconnecting, you know? Yeah, so, I think we're gonna leave.
She half smiles, then frowns.
Oh, hey.
The photographer walks away and she sighs, slightly rolls eyes and looks around. New York City skyline. Outside of Ted's gym. A blue car drives past. Inside, numerous people work out on various kinds of exercise equipment.
Molly, looking strong and ready. When's the due date?
4 more weeks.
Right. Can't wait to meet the little guy. Or girl.
Hey, Ted. Thanks for working on my cousin with a guest pass, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, I got some pull. I am the Ted of Ted's gym.
Ted walks away with a smile as she lifts weights. A man leaves the gym as a woman enters. She bumps into his shoulder. Another woman squeezes past her to leave. She slumps in with hands in hoodie pockets and large sunglasses. Another man leaves and she turns toward them. Ted winces.
Yeesh. Jess, are you okay?
She swings to him and approaches as she bares lower teeth.
He dumped me. Yeah, Rob dumped me, so that's good.
Sorry, he seemed nice.
Yeah, he was.
Didn't see it coming?
Okay, I'm sorry, come on, we'll get you cleaned up, okay?
See it coming.
Ted walks with his arm around her.
Is that coffee?
No, it's water.
You need to hydrate, make you feel better.
Well, thank you.
He sips.
So, you say he broke up with you at the wedding?
He broke up with me at the reception, not at the service, which, you know, I thought was very sweet of him.
Yeah, it's very sweet. Well, I think he's a jerk, and he doesn't deserve you, and you should forget about him. Jess, you're kind and intelligent and beautiful and everything that anybody could ever ask for.
Everyone except for Rob.
Well, forget Rob. Somebody better will come along. I promise.
He always took such good care of me. Still do.
Take care of each other. Best friends do, right?
He takes another sip.
Drink.
He furrows brows. She lifts mug and sips.
Speaking of, been thinking a lot lately about life and love and friendship.
He shifts in seat.
Jess, I'm engaged.
Wow.
I know, it's crazy.
What? Who? What? Where?
And sudden?
I mean, congratulations.
Thanks.
I didn't even know you were dating. I mean, usually you tell me you're dating.
I know, that's kind of part of the thing. I didn't want you to disapprove.
Disapprove? Why would I disapprove? Do I know her? Is it one of your ex-girlfriends? Is it Amanda? Because I want you to be happy, Ted, but not with Amanda.
No, it's not Amanda.
Is it the one who made those like creepy porcelain doll things? What was her name?
Terry.
Terry?
Oh, it's not Terry.
Okay, good. It was weird.
It's Kimberly Kentwood.
He sips from Ted's gym branded mug. Her mouth hangs wide open.
Kimberly Kentwood, the meanest girl in high school? Kimberly Kentwood? Wow, okay. I would rather be Scary Terry.
Well, okay, look, I know what you're thinking, but she's totally changed. You wouldn't even recognize her anymore.
Oh, she looks different.
No, she looks the same, actually, which is kind of weird.
Oh, thank goodness. I mean, Kimberly Kenwood still looks gorgeous. Do you remember high school when you were Big Ted and her and all of her friends made fun of you and me?
Yeah, but everybody made fun of me for being Big Ted.
Not everyone.
Okay, she's amazing now, okay? She just got out of a long-term relationship and it made her think about her life and it totally changed her. I swear.
She nods.
Okay. If you are telling me that the queen of mean has changed, then I believe you.
Thank you. There's one more thing. You know, you really like to plan weddings, right? And you're really, really good at it.
Yes.
And you're my best friend.
Ha, take that, Kimberly Kentwood.
So will you be my best woman?
What?
It's like a best man, but a woman.
Oh, I know what a best woman is.
Okay, so?
I would love to. Yes.
Amazing.
Amazing. I get to play my best friend's wedding. To Kimberly Kentwood.
They embrace, outside of an apartment.
So what did you say?
He's my best friend. Of course I said yes.
Tough break, Jess. Single again.
Check.
Eating cupcakes for dinner.
Check.
And your incredibly hot and successful best friend is marrying the high school mean girl.
Yeah, any more checks, I'm gonna start sounding like a chicken.
Hey, why didn't you ever date him?
Ted?
Yes, Ted. You're always talking about how amazing he is. And imagine how cute your kids would be.
Okay, yeah. Enough. That's
just saying. Oh, and cupcakes for dinner. Probably should make it a habit. Not me. Oh, yeah.
Blair squats down and eats. Jess frowns and takes a bite. Outside of Caring Homes Retirement Center. Three-story complex with lush green trees.
You mean he broke up with you right there at the wedding? Well,
technically, it was at the reception, but yes.
She said at the reception, pay attention, Beatrice.
I am paying attention.
Well, then turn up your hearing aid. And Jessica, dear, if he broke up with you, then he's a jerk.
Not the only jerk around here.
Ladies, I think the real issue here is that her best friend is engaged. Isn't that right, Jess?
Yeah, I mean, Ted is a great guy, and I want him to be happy. It's just not with Kimberly Kentwood.
She sounds like a jerk, too.
Okay, I don't know if I support your, you know, flagrant use of the word jerk here, Doris, but yeah, she's a jerk. She was a jerk.
But as his best friend, you're going to support his decision and help him plan a great wedding, right?
Yes. Of course, Mr. Mulligan.
You know what you should do? Find someone that Ted hated in high school and beat him.
Okay. Well, thank you for the suggestion, Doris. For now, let's just call that Plan B.
I mean, the point is, Doris, Jess likes Ted.
No, I don't like Ted. I mean, not like that. I told him we're just best friends.
I find this all rather confusing. I'm going to grab a cookie from the mess hall. Come on, Beatrice. Come on.
Okay. Well, watch your sugar levels, ladies, especially you, Doris.
She points to Doris as she leaves.
Sure you didn't want a cookie?
Believe me, I've had more than my share of cookies in my time. Hey, the bad days make you appreciate the good ones. And just remember, he's still your best friend, no matter who he marries.
Side hugs her.
Old people are so smart.
One of the benefits of hanging around so long. That, and free cookies in the mess hall.
He walks away and she grins as she follows him. Jess drives her red car into a driveway and comes to a stop as she parks. She opens the door and gets out. She wears a black and white striped dress with a smile and canvas sneakers. She enters the house.
Hey, Mom, it's me. Not like a robber or anything.
Oh, sweetie. How are you?
Hi. Good, you guys?
Oh, we're so excited. Little Teddy getting married. I feel so old.
Oh, please, you guys act like half your age.
That's true. Do you feel like a bite to eat?
Nah, I'm just gonna go to my old room and wait for Ted and his fiance to show up.
Yes, his fiance. I hear you all went to school together. Do you remember her?
She looks at her mom.
Vaguely.
She clears and shuffles upstairs. Her mom raises brows, eyes wide. Childhood photo of Ted and Jess on the dresser. Jess sighs as she enters her childhood room. She looks down at the photo and grabs it from the dresser with a soft smile. With a sigh, she sets the photo back down. In it, Ted has his arm around her.
Jessica.
She shakes her head, rolls her eyes, and slumps back onto her bed.
Hello. How are you?
She holds stuffed white lamb and sighs, then shuts eyes.
Kimber, the cat one's in my house.
Her eyes widen and she sits up. She peers around corner.
Well, this is Jess's mom.
Yeah.
So nice to meet you.
Speaking of, where is Jess?
She's been upstairs for a while.
Jess descends the staircase as Kimberly turns to her. She falls.
Oh. Jess, darling, you're all right?
Way to go, Jess. You forget how to walk down the stairs?
Ted, don't embarrass your best woman. Hi, Kim. How are you? Jessica. We're old friends. Come here.
They hug.
Okay.
Kimberly releases Jess.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Oh, I never in a million years thought I would ever get married, especially to such a gem as this one.
He is a gem.
You're too kind.
No, we're not. You are a great guy. Back me up here, Jess.
What, Ted? Yeah, I mean, it's cool.
Well, thank you so much for that ringing endorsement.
He's just being funny. Come on, Jess, you know Ted better than anyone here.
Yeah, I mean, Ted is everything a girl could want in a partner. Wow. I mean, if you're into the whole, like, tall, handsome, smart, funny kind of thing, which I don't look for. I'm sorry, I'm not into it. But if you are, then that's good for you. Okay, shall we get started?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jess points behind her, nods, and they follow her. Outside, gentle breeze blows through treetops as the three of them take a walk along a bridge.
Okay, so we're gonna put the head table over here, and then we're gonna put the bar in this corner, and there's gonna be a bunch of chicken fingers for all of your guests as requests of the groom.
What? I like chicken fingers.
Yeah, he really likes chicken fingers, this guy.
Yeah, you're lucky I let you win that one, buddy. Well, you know what I would love? String lights from tree to tree.
Oh, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, can we get those old style bulbs, you know, where you could see the filament inside? What are they called again?
Edison bulbs!
Yes! I love that we make such a great team.
I love that the two most important women in my life are getting along so well.
Really? Two most important women? I don't remember seeing either of them when I was spending 12 hours in labor with you.
Well, obviously, I mean next to you.
I'm sure you did.
Hi, Mrs. Cooper. How are you?
Jessica. It's been too long. And here she is, my daughter-in-law to be.
Hello. Nice to see you.
Speaking of women in my life, have we told Grams about the engagement party yet?
Oh, yes. We just need someone to pick her up.
Oh, I can do that.
You sure? I know you kind of got a lot on your plate.
Oh, I love Grams. Yeah, I can arrange for someone to pick her up.
Okay, thanks.
You guys about done here? I want to show Kim your childhood bedroom.
Oh, yes, please. Yeah, we've pretty much covered everything, so...
Well, yeah, why don't you take her up to see my room, and I'm going to go over one more thing with Jess.
Kimberly touches his cheek and walks off.
What?
Come on.
They walk side by side down the bridge. They smile at each other as his hands are in his pants pockets. They look up at an old treehouse. A red ladder leads to the front door.
You sure you want to go up there?
Kidding me? It's like the most important place in the world to me as a kid.
Okay.
Let's go.
He angles his head toward the treehouse and they walk together. Text, Jess, Ted, BFF forever. A smiley face and numerous drawings. They sit inside.
I haven't been in here in years. I have like so many memories.
Yeah, me too.
You used to tell me not to pay attention to those kids making fun of me for being Big Ted.
Yeah, and you would assure me that Billy Clark would ask me out, which, by the way, has never happened.
You deserve better than the Billy Clarks of the world. I thought we'd be in here planning my wedding, huh?
To Kimberly Kentwood.
God, we must have been in here a million times trash-talking her, and I'm gonna marry her.
Do you remember that time when her and her two bully friends... what did we call them? The gruesome twosome.
Yeah, I do. I remember them.
He shakes head.
Things are different now. You know, we're different.
I mean, I just can't figure out how you kept it a secret from me this whole time.
It wasn't easy. I wanted to tell you. Just didn't know how you'd react.
She nods.
My best friend, you're an amazing woman. You mean everything to me.
Tender, you're making me cry, so.
Tears in her eyes.
I'm serious. You're my best friend. And I love you.
His forehead wrinkles.
not like the same way I love Kim, obviously.
Obviously.
She smiles as they sit in the treehouse.
It's nice.
She laughs, smiles, then looks down with tears. Aerial shot of the city. Cars travel over water on a long, low bridge.
Mr. Mulligan, everything just went to a handbasket.
Engagement party planning?
No, planning was fine.
Was this, Kimberly person still a jerk?
No. Ted was right. She's actually, like, super nice now.
So what's the problem?
I think I might like Ted.
Thought you were just friends.
Yeah, so did I.
What happened?
I started talking about how we've been friends since childhood, and then I started thinking about how amazing he is and how much he means to me, and...
Jessica... You can care about somebody and admire them without having romantic feelings for them.
Are you sure?
Listen, you're going to be spending a lot of time with Ted planning the wedding. You need to use that time to figure out your true feelings for him.
She winces.
Things will turn out. Chin up.
He places his hand on her shoulder. She grins. A fruit and dessert table with decadent chocolate pastries.
Hey, Mrs. Cooper, did you plug in the last of the lights?
Plugged in, ready to go.
All right, Mr. Cooper, turn them on.
Strings of Edison lights illuminate the intimate event. A golden K&T on a table with gifts and candles.
Jessica Parks.
They embrace.
You sure are good at this.
Thank you, Gail.
I can't wait to see what you do with your own wedding someday.
Someday.
Jessica? Hi.
Hi.
Wow,
looks incredible. Thanks, Kim.
And the lights? You found
Edison bulbs!
Oh, Jess, you remember Megan and Lauren? We all went to school together.
Yeah, Megan and Lauren. Yep. How could I forget? It's good.
Ladies?
Hey.
Ted.
Ted kisses Gail on the forehead.
Hey.
Hi.
Oh. Hi. Jess.
Hi.
I can't remember ever seeing this place look so magical.
Magical.
Yeah, magical.
Okay, we're using magical.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, Jess. Seriously, thank you.
Hey, has anybody seen Grams?
Grams? No, but Jess was sending someone to pick her up.
Well, you did send somebody, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure she'll be here any minute then.
If you're worried, I can give her a call, see what she...
Oh, no. I'm gonna call my guy. I'm gonna... 1 second.
She runs off inside.
Well, would anyone like to join me for a drink?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, Grams. I'm totally my fault. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
How quickly can you be ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, perfect. I'm gonna send someone to your house to pick you up in 20 minutes.
Oh, fine.
She makes a call.
Hi, you've reached Jess and Blair. Leave a message at the beach.
Shoot.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I need your help.
Her brows furrowed. Guests mingle outside beneath the string lights. Red tea light candles flicker on the gift table in front of the sparkly golden canteen. Jess returns to the party with a smile. She approaches a bartender's table. A fire pit crackles with blue flames. Ted walks through and grabs a photo from the table.
Hey.
Hey.
Get everything figured out with Grams?
Oh, yeah, it was just a mix-up with her driver. She'll be here in a minute.
Great. Maybe I could count on you.
Oh, you know me. Trusty Jess.
You know, I think Kim was kind of nervous about having the engagement party in my childhood backyard, but I think it turned out really good.
Oh, it's a great idea. I mean, you have so much history here.
We have so much history here. You know, I was going through old photos with my parents to put together one of those picture montages for the reception.
Oh, that is a great idea. People love that.
Well, there were so many of you and I, like this one. Do you remember? It was my 12th birthday. It's you and me pretty much in this exact spot.
Wow, we were so cool even back then. Oh, thanks for showing me this.
Yeah. It's good memories.
They smile at each other. Bride and groom figures atop fruit. Champagne glasses.
You know, the Edison bulbs were my idea. And just what are you two whispering about?
Nothing. It's...
Guys. It's me. What's up?
It's just that Ted's great and all.
Yeah, and?
But his little friend Jessica...
Yeah, they were best friends.
We'll just make sure that she doesn't think that it's more than that.
The three of them watch Jess and Ted smile in the distance.
We're just trying to watch her back. That's all.
Kimberly's two friends glare at her as she glares at Jessica. The two lean in close and giggle.
I have to take this, but you enjoy the rest of your party.
Yeah.
She shuffles off. Ted watches her leave with a smile. Two people pull up on an electric scooter and park in the driveway.
Okay.
Oh, Patrick.
Perfect.
Patrick.
Jess approaches them.
One grandmother delivered.
Grams, are you okay back there?
Are you kidding me? Most fun I've had in years. Oh, give me a hug. Oh.
So nice to see you. Okay, everyone's in the back. Go on in and I'll meet up with you in a minute.
Okay.
Maybe sooner. Mr. Mulligan, on your scooter, what are you thinking?
Well, it was either this or try to steal the bus from the retirement home.
Okay, she's safe. She's here. That's all that matters.
So what happened? How did you forget the grandmother?
You know, it's just a simple mistake.
But Jess I know doesn't usually mess up when she's planning a wedding.
Okay, well, just don't read too much into it, okay? But thank you, and I'm going to find a safer ride home for her.
Well, if you can't, give me a call.
She turns and walks away. Now daytime, large Roman-style columns tower above a lush garden with white flowers. Jess on the phone.
Garden first, where people usually set up the tents. Yeah, we should be there shortly. I'm just waiting for my bride and groom.
Kimberly approaches.
Gotta go.
Kimberly smiles.
Hi. Where's Ted? Oh, he's just running a little late. He'll meet us here.
Okay.
All right. It'll give us a chance to get to know each other a little more.
Okay.
Lead the way.
Kimberly touches Jessica's arm and they walk along a paved path together. They stand by Roman columns.
So we're going to put the chairs on the left and right for the bride and groom's parties, and that creates an aisle down the middle. And the service will be here, which obviously gives you a beautiful backdrop for your wedding photos.
Jess,
This is beautiful. You know, when I was a little girl, I used to always dream about having my wedding at St. Joseph's Castle in Midtown.
Yeah, I think we all had that dream.
But I guess apparently they haven't allowed weddings there in years.
I tried. It's like virtually impossible.
Well, this is a great second choice.
Yeah.
Jess walks through the grass, hands in her bright blue dress pockets.
So, you and Ted, why didn't you guys ever hook up?
Oh, we're just, it's not like that between us.
Never? I don't know, I'm just asking because it just seems like the two of you would be a perfect fit for one another.
Yeah, well, people ask us that all the time, but we just don't feel that way about each other. But, no, like, Ted is obviously amazing, and I have a serious lack of amazing guys in my life.
I'm sorry, Jess, it's my ex. I have to take it, excuse me. What?
Kimberly on the phone.
I told you, I can't talk about this with you right now. No, I'm not having this conversation.
Kimberly hangs up and stomps back to Jess.
Everything okay?
No, my ex is making my life a living right now.
Okay, well, if you want to take a break and stop the tour, you can...
It's fine, Jess, but I really need you to be honest with me, okay? Please. Look, there's Ted.
Quick, before he gets here, I need to know. Do you have feelings for Ted?
No, I don't have feelings. Hi, Ted.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late.
No.
Hey, look at this place.
I know, isn't it great?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, let's go this way, and I'll show you where we're going to put the dinner tent. Great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jessica.
They walk arm in arm. Jess turns away and sighs.
All right.
Okay.
She points up and follows after them. She points up at the columns and the couple observes. They stand below a stone arch and embrace as Jess takes a photo of them. They grin as she has her hand on his chest. Jess smiles and takes another photo. A selfie at the three of them with bright smiles. Jess yawns and checks her wrist. The three of them smile and walk away from the columns. Jessica stops and hangs back. A couple sits together on a nearby blanket and has a picnic. They grin at each other. Jess looks down and shuffles on.
I lied to her. I looked her right in the eyes and I straight up lied to her.
Slow down. We still have a little time before the wedding, right?
Yeah.
Your feelings could all be very innocent.
Okay, I have feelings for an engaged man. That's not very innocent.
No, you think you have feelings for an engaged man. Jessica. Someone you've known your entire life, someone very special to you, is getting married.
She approaches the park bench and sits beside him in her nurse's smock.
What's the problem?
No, that's the cause of your feelings.
What?
Things in your life have been very turbulent lately. The relationship you saw going forward ended, forcing you to look backwards. That could easily create a confusing situation for anyone.
My life has been very... How'd you put it?
Turbulent. It would explain why you've been distracted and forgot to arrange a ride for Ted's grandmother.
Well, don't worry, because from now on I'm just gonna be like laser focused and
you've made another mistake, haven't you?
Don't worry.
He glares at her.
This one I can fix.
She smiles. A white van pulls up on the side of the street. Jess parks it with a smile. It has a Caring Homes Retirement Center logo on the passenger side door.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Jess. What's this?
Cool, right?
Yeah. When you said you had a surprise for the wedding party, this is not exactly what I pictured. So seriously, what's going on?
Okay, the bus rental company messed up the reservation, but it's cool. I borrowed this bus from work. All aboard.
Okay. Hey, can you get this to the wedding venue by Tuesday? If they need it by Tuesday, we're going to lose the place.
Yeah, I'll take care of it.
Thank you.
So, Jess, where are we going? Don't worry. You're going to love it.
All right.
They get in.
Luke. Yay! Here we go!
She slams the door shut. Blue and pink outfits.
You sure about this?
Absolutely. It's going to be a blast.
Yeah, literally. All right, you've all been told the rules, and everyone knows how to play this game. It's the bride's party versus the groom's. Happy hunting, everyone.
Yeah!
Team Blue raises their arms in high fives while Team Pink claps slightly. Pink is all women, Blue is all men except for Jess. They all walk forward in slow motion with goggles and bandanas around their neck, forehead, or arm. Jess raises her paintball gun above her head and charges forward, mouth wide open. Ted and Kimberly glare at each other as they hold their guns. Ted and Jess hide behind a bunker together and shoot. Kimberly and her bridesmaids emerge from around a corner and shoot. Jess waves for Ted to run as Jess covers him. The two teams engage in combat. Pink team shoots purple paintballs at Ted as he runs, but they miss. The girls leave Kimberly alone behind a corner. She extends out arms, mouth open, then hides. Ted ducks for cover behind a barrier beside Jess. They laugh. Kimberly evades blue paintballs.
You seem to be enjoying yourself.
Well, yeah, I always wanted to do this. How'd you know?
I am your best woman. It's my job to know these things.
You know what this reminds me of? Remember your 10th birthday? We had a water balloon fight?
Hey, that wasn't a fight. That was a full-out water balloon war.
They both grin. Pink team hides behind a wall.
Who knew Ted's old nerd friends from high school would be such good shots at paintball?
Well, they're probably working out some residual anger they hold against us for how we treated them back then.
Especially you, Lauren.
Hey! Well, come on, guys. We were pretty mean back then. I'm just glad we grew up.
Some more than others.
Hey, I am nice. Sometimes.
Yeah. You're just a regular saint.
I'm gonna go take a look and see if the coast is clear.
She stands up and they shoot at her.
The coast is not clear! Definitely not clear!
These nerds really hate you.
Speaking of nerds from high school, have you been keeping an eye on that best woman of yours?
Yeah. We talked the other day. Her and Ted are just friends. She doesn't have feelings for him.
You so sure about that? You look pretty chummy over there.
What?
Kimberly peers over. Jess and Ted laugh together.
I love that party. That was like my favorite one. I was
super my old king. I had no more king.
Whoa, I was big Ted. I mean, this is what I did. I was hungry. It was good cake.
Kimberly glares.
No, Brian, that is not what we decided to do with the house. What does she have to do with this? Brian, why are you being like this? Brian!
She scoffs.
Hey, Kim. Is everything okay?
Jess smiles.
No, my ex just continues to make my life as difficult as he can.
Sorry. Is there anything I can do to help?
No, Jessica, there's nothing you can do. You know what, actually? There is something you can do. Can you maybe try not being in love with my fiancé?
Kim, I told you, Ted and I are just
friends. I know that's what you said, but you lied. Okay? It is so obvious to me that you have feelings for him.
No, I don't have feelings.
I see the way you look at him. Just now?
Hey, whoa. What is going on here?
Would you like to tell him, Jessica, or should I?
Tell him what?
Your best woman over here has feelings for you.
Jess, what is she talking
about?
It's
not true.
It is true.
I see the way she looks at you.
Jess?
Okay, look, Ted. You and I have been best friends for, like, forever, okay? And this is just an emotional time for everyone, right? My best friend is getting married, okay? To an amazing woman. Yeah, you were mean in high school, okay? But Ted is right. You've become an incredible person. And where does that leave me? I know I'm going to see less of you. Look, it's fine, okay? I've been thinking about it, and look, I am happy for you, okay? I really am.
He looks down at her, and she looks up at him.
But everything is changing, and I just thought we never would.
Kimberly's arms crossed.
Kim, I do not have feelings for Ted, okay? We are just best friends. And I really, really don't want to lose my best friend.
Jess, I'm getting married. I'm not going anywhere. I've known Jess our whole life. We never had feelings like that ever. And if she did, I would know.
Yeah. I mean, seeing your fiance, he's like kind of homely. Not into it.
I'm sorry, you guys. Just crazy wedding emotions, I guess.
It's all good. You know, weddings can be turbulent.
Kimberly and Ted smile at each other.
I'll go back inside. Take your anger out with little balls of paint.
Okay.
They walk away, arm in arm. Jessica remains behind. She frowns. Daylight shines down on a green and ivory gazebo. Jess sits nearby with Patrick as he eats and she holds a paper bag.
This peanut butter tastes strange.
It's almond butter.
Almonds? Why almonds? Why not peanuts?
Less fat.
She grins and he takes another bite.
Actually, it's not bad. So, what grand realization did you come to?
What makes you think I came to some sort of grand realization?
Well, let's see. You're here on your day off. It's early, even for you. And you're wearing sweatpants and a hoodie.
He looks over at her.
It's complicated.
How so? Either you realize you like Ted or you realize you don't like him. It's one or the other.
No. It's worse than that. I realize that there's something we haven't been considering this entire time.
What's that?
She shrugs.
It doesn't matter if I like Ted or if I don't like Ted. Because yesterday I realized that I do like Ted. I mean, like him.
Great!
No.
She sighs.
Yesterday, I also realized that Ted doesn't like me.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're right. Never thought of that. Which is strange, because I usually think of everything. Oh, I must be getting old.
He takes another bite and furrows brows.
I think I like peanut butter better.
She smiles.
Mouth is dry.
She laughs. Street lamp outside of Jessica's apartment at nighttime. Inside, she holds popcorn bowl. Blair emerges.
So, we've progressed from cupcakes to popcorn for dinner.
Well, at least it was a vegetable. Once.
Ted's coming over. We're watching scary movies.
Justin, Ted's scary movie night. Classic.
Yeah.
Do you think you're gonna be able to keep the tradition alive after he's married?
I'm not sure. I mean, would you want your husband hanging around with some other woman watching movies?
Probably not.
No.
It's strange. I always thought Ted liked you.
Really?
Yeah. Just a vibe I've always had. Oh, well.
She waves and smiles, brows raised and eyes wide, then leaves. Jessica's smile fades. She sits in front of television as a scary movie plays. She looks over at Ted. He flicks his eyes over to her several times. She looks over at him, and he looks back at the screen.
What?
What?
What? No, we don't have the stuff on my page.
No, nothing.
Clicks remote.
Hey, you like Kim, right?
Yeah, she's awesome. I mean, she let you come to movie night with me, right?
Lad, it's not like I need permission to hang out with you. Besides, she's happier with me hanging out here with you than if I was having a bachelor party, right?
Yeah, smart.
So we went out the other day and Kim got me coffee.
Okay.
But, yeah, but she got me coffee with like a lot of cream and sugar.
Oh, no, but you take it black.
No.
Well, you used to take it with a bunch of cream and sugar, and then you switched from two creams and two sugars to two milks and two sweeteners because in college you thought that was healthier. And now you straight up copied me and you get black coffee now.
See? You know.
Yeah, I don't think it matters if she knows your coffee order, right?
Well, shouldn't two people who are getting married know each other the way you and I know each other?
She looks away.
I don't think it matters how long you've known each other, right? I think what matters is the amount of time you're going to spend getting to know each other. And I have a huge advantage. I mean, I've had a lot of time to get to know Ted Cooper. And Kim's just getting started.
He looks down.
You're right. You're right, as usual. But we gotta wrap this up. I gotta go do a work thing.
No. We're gonna go hang out with the guys.
Mm-hmm. No, I gotta do a work thing. It just came up. I got a big project for a big client. I gotta finish.
We're gonna be up all night.
That's very true. Probably till the morning.
Well, why did you come to movie night?
Well, scary movie night. I love scary movies.
Yeah, but we could be out with the gang right now, you know?
Yeah. Take hanging out with you over anyone.
He looks at her.
Yeah.
Me too.
They both chuckle. She studies his lips. Blair busts in.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Scary movie night.
Okay.
Yeah, so I gotta run.
Oh, don't let me interrupt.
Oh, no, you're not interrupting anything. He has to go do a work thing. He has a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I guess you need to get going.
He approaches door.
Want to stay? Can't. Tell everybody I said hi, and I will make it up to them.
Sure.
He leaves with a smile. Once the door shuts, Blair glares at Jess and runs over.
Okay, what the heck was that?
What? Why?
I told you he likes you. Good luck dealing with that. Let me in my room.
She steals a few bites of popcorn, then runs into her room. Tears in her eyes, Jess sits on the couch and itches her forehead. She sighs. She frowns at dinner.
And there was that kid that dressed as Marilyn Monroe, senior year to the Halloween dance. And he tripped on the bleachers, bounced like 3 feet up in the air, and landed with the dress on his face.
Yeah. What was that kid's name again?
I can't remember. Jess would know.
Jess.
She sits motionless.
Jess.
Three friends look at her. She stirs.
What?
What was the name of the guy? Senior year, dressed as Marilyn Monroe for the Halloween dance.
Oh, Ben something.
Oh, that's right. Ben Scott.
Ben Scott! Oh, I love that guy.
Jess. Are you okay?
She smiles at Jess.
Me? Yeah, you seem a little distracted.
Oh, I'm just a bunch of wedding planning stuff on my mind.
Man nods. Woman smiles.
Well, we heard that you and Kim had a fight in the parking lot.
It wasn't a fight. It was nothing, really.
Was Kimberly Kentwood, the queen of mean, being her old self again?
No. Kim is legitimately nice now.
Oh, sure she is.
It's probably all an act.
No, guys, she's changed.
A tiger never changes its stripes.
Yeah, if she's so nice, then why were you two arguing?
She licks her lips and shakes her head.
Kim thinks... She thinks I have feelings for Ted.
Yeah, and?
Well, she's gonna marry the guy, and she doesn't want the best woman crushing on her fiancé.
You know, we all thought that you two would get married.
What?
Oh, yeah. I think the whole school felt that way. You guys were, like, always together. Before class, lunch, after class. Like, always.
And you guys had that special connection.
We're just friends.
And now he's marrying that jerk.
She is nice now, I'm telling you.
A tiger never changes its stripes.
She eats a French fry. Jessica looks down, then back up at her. Bridal party at shop.
I can't believe your wedding is so close.
You can't believe it? I'm the one who's walking down the aisle.
I remember we used to hang around and imagine who we'd get married to.
I remember.
Famous actors, rich athletes, a prince from a foreign land.
Big Ted.
Hey. Okay, fine. Maybe Ted wasn't the coolest kid in school.
You could say that again.
But people grow. They evolve. They change. Maybe you two could... I don't know, be happy that Ted grew up to be my real-life prince?
Kimberly Kentwood.
Melinda!
Kiss cheeks.
Mwah. So, how'd it turn out?
Exquisite. Probably some of my best work.
Yeah?
You excited to try it on?
So excited.
They walk in the back.
Shh, coming.
Two women watch. Their eyes widen.
So? Kimberly?
She stands on podium in dress. She fluffs her shiny satin off the shoulder dress and smiles.
What do you think?
Kim, you look beautiful.
Stunning.
Really?
Thanks, guys.
She smiles.
Megan, are you gonna cry?
Oh, it's nothing. I'm just so happy for you.
We both are.
Ted is such a great guy. Everyone likes him.
Yeah, it's a wonder that he's getting married and we aren't.
Oh, sweetie, there's someone out there for everyone.
The two women look at each other.
So Lauren and I were talking and we're super happy for you, Kim.
Super happy.
Kimberly smiles.
Okay. What's up? I know you too. I know when something's on your mind.
We've just always wanted what's best for you. We feel protective of you. All through high school, you made sure that we were treated like royalty.
Yeah, you guys, I love you. You're like my family.
And as your family, we just want to make sure that you are absolutely ready for this next step.
We've been over this. I'm ready. I am absolutely ready.
We're just asking because it's so sudden, and you two are so different.
So different.
Lauren and I always thought you and Mark were perfect for each other. Are you sure you're over him and this isn't just a rebound?
Guys, Ted is everything a girl could ever want.
But is he everything you want? Mark understood Kimberly Kentwood like most other people don't. You guys used to talk for hours.
Yeah. But what do you and Ted talk about?
I don't know. Stuff. The wedding.
But what about after the wedding?
Guys, Ted is amazing. Okay, he's unselfish and funny and warm.
He is. But why don't you give Mark a call? Just to make sure that nothing's still there. And if you talk to him and you still feel that Ted is the one, then we will be at your wedding all smiles. Genuine smiles.
They both grin.
No. No, absolutely not.
What do you have to lose?
Lauren shakes her head. Kimberly darts her eyes to the side and crosses her arms, then tightens lips and looks down. Jessica's red car pulls up to the side of the street in front of a house. She gets out of the car in a green shirt dress and slings a brown purse over her shoulder. She gets in the driver's side back seat and grabs a dry cleaner's bag. She approaches the two-story tan brick house's front door. She peers inside.
Hello? Ted?
She peers around, then enters and shuts the door behind her. Large black double doors lead into the monochromatic entryway.
Ted? You there? Dropping off your tags.
She locos around.
Kim? Are you here? Ted?
She looks upstairs and slowly walks up. A large white couch on the main floor with silvery beige and blue accent pillows. The black and white stairs are lined with ornate black wrought iron guardrails. Jess walks past a large painting of a pond at the top of the stairs, her eyes wide. She lays the tuxedo and the dry cleaner's bag over the black railing and approaches an open door into a dark bedroom.
I know Ted's an amazing guy, but I don't know sometimes, you know? I don't know, my friends keep telling me that it's just cold feet, but what if it's not?
Jess listens from door.
What if I'm not supposed to marry Ted? I know, I just needed someone to talk to, and you know me better than anyone. I know, and I love you too.
Jess furrows brows. She catches her phone and squints her eyes.
Hey, can I call you back? Jessica? What are you doing here?
Kimberly approaches.
Tiger never changes its stripes.
What? Okay, I don't know what you think you heard, but it's not what it sounded like.
I heard everything. You're gonna break up with Ted and you're gonna run back to your ex.
Okay, Jess, that is not it at all.
Autumn, home. Hey, I see Jess's car. Is she here?
I have to tell Ted.
What? No, Jessica. Jess, wait.
Jess runs downstairs.
Ted!
Jess, hey, hi. What are you doing here?
I came to drop off your tux.
Okay, thanks.
No, Ted, when I got here, I heard a noise, so I went upstairs to your bedroom.
Okay, Jess, what's going on?
She's gonna call off the wedding.
She's gonna... Kim?
It's not true, Ted. She doesn't know what she's talking about.
You're a liar. I heard you on your phone to your ex. You were questioning the relationship. I heard you tell your ex you love him.
Okay, Kim, what's going on? Do you not want to get married?
Of course I want to get married. I've been having some pre-wedding jitters. You know, cold feet.
But that's it, right? Just cold feet?
Yes.
I have cold feet too. Getting married is scary. You have to talk to me.
Yeah. Not your ex, who you love.
Yeah, but you hate your ex.
Of course I hate my ex. Like I tried telling Jessica after I caught her eavesdropping, I wasn't on the phone with my ex. I was on the phone with my dad.
Tell your dad?
Yes, Ted, you have Jessica, okay? I've always called my dad when I need someone to talk to.
Okay, this is sounding very convenient.
Here, look at my phone. See who the last person I called was.
Well, yeah, that's your dad's number.
Thank you.
She furrows brows. They glare at her. She shakes her head.
I'm so sorry.
Ted, I have told you that she has feelings for you. Okay, she's trying to break up this wedding.
They look at her.
I should go.
Kim nods.
Jessica. What is that? What I think it is? That's the deposit. I told you they needed it by Tuesday or we're gonna lose the location.
Wait a second. Are you telling me that we don't have a wedding venue right now?
I can't fix it, okay?
We're getting married this weekend and we don't have a wedding venue.
Yeah, Jess, I think you need to go.
Kimberly glares at her as tears stream down Jessica's face. She turns.
And,
she looks back.
Maybe you shouldn't be at the wedding either. Wherever it may be at this point.
I mean, that might be a bit much.
Really? You think so?
I wouldn't want to ruin your special day.
She leaves with a frown and shuts the door behind her. Kimberly storms off. Ted looks at the door. Jess paces in the park as she stands beside Patrick.
Wow.
I know.
I mean...
I know how to screw things up so badly.
I'm usually a pretty positive guy, but...
Oh, I know. I totally messed up, and he's my best friend.
She looks down.
What do I do?
I think you're gonna have to figure this one out on your own. I do know this. A life is not defined by a single mistake or action. It's a culmination of all thoughts and all actions. So too is a relationship.
She looks at him, sighs, and smiles.
Right. You know what I'm gonna do. Thank you. You wise old man.
You're my ride.
He looks as she runs away. Street lamp outside apartment.
I should have listened to you. You guys were right about Jessica. I never should have trusted her.
Well, what happened?
Ted gave her the deposit for our wedding venue and she never passed it along. She completely sabotaged our entire wedding. I'm telling you, she never wanted it to happen.
We told you, Kim. I guess I just thought that we'd all moved on.
Kimberly looks down with a frown. Aerial shot of city. Outside of Jessica's apartment. She talks on phone.
Hi, Kim. It's Jessica Parks. Oh, you remember me. Cool. I'm good, thanks. Remember at your wedding when you said if I ever need a favor or anything to just, give you a call? Well, ring ring. Hi, Annie. It's Jessica Parks. Yeah, remember that favor you owe me? Yeah, well,
She quickly writes in a journal while on phone.
Hello?
Hey, Patrick, it's Jessica. Yeah, I need a favor.
She smiles.
Okay, so remember, shoulders back, spine straight, go for it.
Woman lunges.
Good, front foot a little bit more. Perfect.
Ted reaches for his phone.
Just one second. Grams?
Oh,
Theodore, it's Grams. I hope I'm not bothering you.
No, 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 of course not. What's going on? Is everything okay?
Well, this might sound silly, but I know you're getting married tomorrow. Can you meet me in an hour? I have something for you.
Yeah, I can do that. Just tell me where.
She and Patrick look at each other and smile. Kimberly in dressing room. She inspects high heels, then checks her phone and answers.
Hello?
Kimberly, darling. It's Ted's grandmother.
Oh, Grams, so nice to hear from you. Is everything okay?
Oh, yes, darling, I'm fine.
She leans forward.
There's something I'd like you to do for me.
Outside of a large stone building with a second floor balcony and rooftop balcony. Kimberly wears a pink shirt dress as she walks toward the large stone building with a smile and hands clasped in front of her stomach. She admires the building from afar and rubs her fingers. Ted approaches in a Ted's Gym branded black t-shirt and sweatbands.
Kim? Hey, what are you doing here?
But Grams called me. She told me that you wanted to meet me here.
Grams called me and said she wanted to meet me here.
What's going on?
Grams, Patrick, and another woman.
Sorry for the white lies, but we needed to make sure you both come.
Look at each other.
Grams, why are we here?
Are you Ted Cooper of the Cooper Kentwood wedding?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan, where are you?
I'm with St. Joseph's Castle. Somebody called my boss. Well, they called my boss's boss, actually, and pulled a few strings. I'm sorry, a few strings? We don't usually do this anymore, but here is a special permit to hold a wedding here tomorrow.
Here. We can have our wedding here. We can have our wedding here.
Just sign here.
What?
Deposit's been paid. The place is all yours. 10 a.m. to midnight. I hope that's enough time.
Yes, of course that's enough time.
Like I said to the lady on the phone, you're responsible for your own setup. So tables, chairs, but not...
Okay, yeah. Ted, I told Jess that it was my dream to have our wedding here. I can't believe she pulled this off.
Apparently over the last couple of years, helping so many people to plan their wedding, she's earned a few favors that she called in.
You guys call all your guests, give them the new location. Just called in a few more favors. We're going to have this place set up and looking beautiful first thing tomorrow morning.
Ted! I'm so happy!
They embrace.
I'm going to go look around.
She's quite a girl.
Patrick smiles and nods.
Yeah, she is.
I was talking about Jess.
Patrick nods. Graham's smile fades. Ted looks down, then back up at Patrick with a half smile. The sun rises over the venue. The retirement center's white van pulls up in front of the venue. Patrick stands nearby beside his scooter and the van parks behind it. Patrick pats a man's back as he emerges from the van. Patrick opens the door and speaks to passengers.
Morning, everyone! Thank you all for coming. I know Jess really appreciates it. Listen, we only have a few hours to get this place ready for a wedding, so let's get at it.
Guests get out of the van.
There we go.
Patrick helps a woman out, then a second. Jess emerges from the back of the van in black sunglasses and a gray fedora.
Are you trying to be undercover?
I want everything to be perfect, but I don't want Ted or Kim to know that I'm here.
I'm sure they forgive you.
Walkie-talkies.
Here's your walkie. Let's do this.
Patrick salutes with a stern glare. She raises her brows, then adjusts her blackout sunglasses and walks behind him. Ornate arched windows surround a tower on the edge of the square building. Below, people help decorate white tables with pink napkins.
That's good, girls, that's good. Yeah, that's perfect. Thanks, guys, thanks.
Patrick walks through the tables and inspects. Jess hides behind a distinct tree. She peers over the lens.
Patrick.
He answers.
Yeah,
Yeah, make sure you put one of those centerpieces on every single table. Those are Kim's favorite flowers.
You got it.
Okay, move the gift table. It's too close to the head table.
Copy that.
Patrick.
Yeah.
Can you check on Doris? I think she's plucking the flowers again.
Patrick turns, raises his hands, and approaches a woman who holds a white flower.
Doris, don't pluck the flowers. Don't put the flowers on the table. They go in the...
Jess opens her mouth wide and squats down to hide as the bridesmaids walk by with Kimberly. She catches her walkie-talkie in her hands as the women pause and turn.
Did you guys hear something? No.
No.
Kimberly glares at Tree.
Huh. Guess it was nothing.
The three women continue down a path. She sighs and looks down. A man opens the back doors to the van and Jess smiles as she approaches a three-tier white cake with pink flowers and ribbons.
It's perfect.
She grins at the cake.
Cake's coming in.
Jess walks with the man as he carries the large cake.
Oh, cake looks beautiful.
She slinks past guests.
It's close.
Mrs. Cooper walks away from the other tables in a beige dress and black high heels. The rooftop balcony on the venue. Patrick walks as a man carries two chairs. Jess runs out and shushes Patrick.
How's everything going?
Oh, everything's great. It's going to be beautiful. But listen, we have a major issue.
Quick!
What's with the shopping?
Sorry, I freaked out.
You could have pushed my hip right out of place.
Shoot, Kim's coming over here.
Listen, there's something I need to tell you.
They hide behind a corner as Kimberly walks past.
Uncle Jack, so nice of you to call. I know, I'm so sorry you and Aunt Pearl couldn't make it.
She turns away.
That was fun.
Yeah, real right.
Listen, we have a problem.
Oh, no. Doris hitting on the caterer again?
No. Well, maybe.
Oh, that is so sweet of you to say, Uncle Jack. Listen, I promise Ted and I will make our way overseas as soon as we can, okay? Okay. Love you, too.
She turns again.
That's close.
Listen, you have to listen to me. We have a problem.
What?
No one's seen Ted.
No one's seen Ted.
Patrick shakes head.
No one's seen Ted? This is heavy.
Jess and Patrick run through the tables and Jess adjusts champagne glasses. Jess runs and approaches Mrs. Cooper.
Mrs. Cooper!
Jessica, thank goodness you're here.
You can't find Ted?
We've looked everywhere. He's not at his house, his gym, anywhere.
You tried calling his cell, obviously.
Straight to voicemail. Jessica, I know you two had a fight, but you know him better than anyone. Do you have any idea where he might be?
She sweeps away hair.
I think I might know a place. Okay, I'm gonna go there now, and you try to stall the wedding ceremony, and I'll bring him here as soon as possible.
Please, Jessica, hurry.
I'm on it.
Mrs. Cooper smiles.
I think I might know where Ted is. Do you have the keys to the van?
No. But I have something I think might help.
Jess takes off in Patrick's red scooter. She wears a helmet as she drives past her own red vehicle with a smile and continues down a residential road. She drives past numerous houses and other parked vehicles, then takes a right and drives past a yellow fire hydrant. She pulls into the driveway of her parents' house, parks the scooter and passes through a door. She runs through the wooded backyard into her old treehouse with a red ladder. She climbs the ladder. Ted sits inside in a tuxedo. He smiles at her as she sits beside him and removes her helmet.
Ted, fancy seeing you here.
She looks at him and he rubs fingers together and looks down.
He's still mad at me?
No.
He leans head back and sighs.
Yay. Points for Jess.
No points for Jess. Yeah, you got Kim her dream wedding venue, but you messed up with everything else.
Half smiles.
I didn't mean to.
I know.
He squints eyes.
You accused her of cheating on me, wanting me back with her ex the week of our wedding.
Yeah, definitely no points for that one. I was just living in the past. Our past. I mean, I was convinced that Kim was just going to be that same mean queen from high school. It's not who she is anymore. You have to let people change sometimes and become the better versions of themselves. And I didn't let Kim do that. I just kept jumping to conclusions.
You weren't the only one.
What do you mean?
He looks up and sighs.
This is wedding. Just rushed into it.
Well, sometimes people fall in love quickly.
Her smile fades as he frowns.
I think I love the idea of marrying Kim, you know? I was stuck in the past, too. I still thought of myself as Big Ted. Thought that the prom queen wanted to date me. Marry me. Just...
Look, you haven't been Big Ted in years. And I mean, even when you were like the best guy in high school. I mean, why do you think I stuck around for so long? I mean, whether you're Big Ted or, you know, Unky Successful Ted.
He grins.
You are still Ted. You are an amazing, funny, smart guy who's like, little scared of horror movies.
They both chuckle. Her smile fades.
You've always been my best friend. And the thought that you weren't going to be at my wedding just killed me.
She nods and her lids hang low.
Me too.
She looks down, then shrugs.
Here now.
She smiles. He does the same.
There's still time to talk to Kim and get everything figured out before you guys get married.
That's the thing. I'm not sure that Kim is the one that I'm meant to marry.
He looks at her. She studies his face.
Well, I don't know, Jess. Well, let me think. Should I marry Kim?
His brow slightly furrowed. He looks to her. She sighs, then looks down and shakes her head, then looks up at him.
This decision is way too big for me to make for you.
You know, at my house, Kim said that you had feelings for me.
He tightens lips.
Is that true?
Raises brows.
Do you love me?
She sighs and nods. She shrugs and blinks, then smiles.
Best friends. Best friends.
She nods and looks down, then grins.
I'll go marry the prom queen.
He briefly smiles.
And, as your best woman, it is my duty to inform you that you have an amazing woman waiting for you. And, you know, what I hear is a beautifully decorated wedding venue that has single-handedly used up my life accumulation of favors. It's my job to get you there, you know, no matter what.
She smiles.
Let's go.
Okay.
She puts on helmet. They run to the red scooter. Ted puts on a red helmet and Jess sits in front.
Get in there.
He sits in back.
All right, ready?
They both laugh and ride the scooter down the street. They stop at a stop sign, then continue on down a residential road. They drive toward the venue along a shaded road with large trees. She pulls off on a gravel trail toward a small chapel. He removes his helmet and rubs his head as she parks. She dismounts scooter.
Hey, wait. Close your eyes. It's bad luck to see the bride before the ceremony.
She leads him to the door as guests leave. His eyes still covered, Kim emerges.
Kim.
Jess studies her.
Ted.
Don't worry, they're close.
No, it's okay, Ted. I think you can open your eyes.
He uncovers eyes.
I knew you'd be with her. No, Kim, it's not like that, I swear. No. I didn't mean it like that.
She steps forward.
I just meant that if anybody could find Ted when nobody else could, it'd be you, Jess.
Ted looks at Kimberly.
I am so sorry that I'm late.
No, Ted, it's actually a good thing. While I was here waiting for you, it gave me some time to think. And everybody here needs to be honest with each other and themselves. Ted, we rushed into this. And yes, I really do love you, but I'm just not so sure that I'm in love with you. And I'm not totally sure that you're in love with me either.
So we date a little bit longer. We could push the wedding in.
Ted. I've watched you two over these past couple weeks while we were putting the wedding together, and the truth is, I want what you guys have.
Ted looks down.
I'm not trying to hurt you, Ted. I'm just trying to be honest with you, and I guess maybe for the first time, honest with myself.
Kimberly looks at Jess.
I was really mean in high school. Marrying Big Ted? Well, that would prove that I'm not that mean girl anymore. But I don't know, maybe that's not the best foundation on which to build a marriage. Do you understand?
He nods.
Prom queen and Big Ted. Who'd have thunk it, huh?
She grins.
Guess if I'm being honest, no, you're right.
She looks at Jess, then raises brows.
And I think it's time for the two of you to be honest with each other, okay? I've seen you two together, and there is way more here than just friends.
Ted smiles at her.
I'm sorry, Jess, for being mean to you. Not just at paintball or Ted's house, but for all the times I've ever been mean.
Jess nods.
Thank you.
She smiles. Kim looks at Ted.
Regret is a really horrible thing. So can you just figure this thing out between you two already?
They all smile. Kimberly holds Ted's hand, then walks away as she carries a bouquet of coral flowers in her other hand. She continues on down the gravel road by herself. Jess and Ted look into each other's eyes and smile.
Yeah, Mom, there's no wedding today.
Baby, are you okay? What happened?
Yeah, actually, Kim just isn't the right person for me.
Well, it's better you figure that out now than not years down the road. Thank you for finding our teddy bear again.
She pinches Ted's cheeks. He furrows brows and looks down. Then she walks away.
Teddy bear?
Don't.
Is that, new or...?
No.
Why didn't I know about this?
No.
Why didn't you tell me about this?
This is not a thing.
She leaps, and they walk together, arm in arm, down the gravel road behind Mrs. Cooper. Tall evergreen trees beside the old treehouse. Ted and Jess sit inside and eat cake.
Oh my gosh, this cake is so good.
You know, this might be the most
beautiful wedding you've ever planned where nobody actually got married.
For you, I would plan an infinite amount of non-weddings. I'm still getting paid, right?
Well, they can't all end in disaster.
She takes a bite.
What? What are you staring at?
You. You know what I'm thinking?
I think I do.
Well, if anyone knows me well enough, it would be you.
Oh, what are you thinking?
How overwhelming my desire is to shove this cake in your face.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Flash forward. Text. 6 months later. They shove cake.
Like I said before, I love weddings.
They smile beside each other.
I love everything about them. There's something magical about family and friends coming together to watch two people promise to love one another forever. I love weddings so much that I plan them right down to the last detail.
Everyone holds sparklers as they kiss.
If I'd never have planned this.
She leans in and kisses him as she holds his neck.
Or did I?
They part lips and smile, noses together.